The historic Adams Free Library has a new director following more than two decades of service by its previous leader. Holly Jaco now oversees more than 31,000 items, housed in a building that President William McKinley laid the cornerstone for in 1897. Located at what is now McKinley Square, the library was built as a Civil War memorial and a meeting place for the Grand Army of the Republic, a veterans group. The GAR Hall, which remains in its original condition, is believed to be one of a few remaining in New England. Jaco spoke with WAMC about her new position and the library's role in the Adams community.
I have been the children's librarian here for the last 13 years. I have thoroughly enjoyed working here and working under Debbie Bruno, who was our previous director. The last several years, I have wanted to learn more and continue to move forward in my job, and I was able to do that by taking on more responsibility here and learning even more about the library under Debbie, more of the operations of paying the bills and things like that. And the last 4 months as interim director really showed me what the position was all about, and I'm comfortable here. I enjoy this community. I enjoy library work, and I'm ready for this new step in my career.
How do you see, or what do you see as the library's role in the Adams community?
We should be a community cornerstone. We're here to meet the literary and informational needs of our community. I believe that as technology continues to move forward and it becomes important just in our daily lives, that the library needs to continue to be a guide in that direction. We should be the go-to resource to learn about new technology and make it available for everyone.
And I'm glad you mentioned technology. Obviously, an increasingly technological-driven era that we live in. How do you plan to pursue those efforts to keep libraries as, the cornerstone of the community?
We would like to bring in more of the new technology that's out there so that people who maybe cannot afford a tablet or those types of resources could come to the library and learn about them, maybe borrow them. We want to maintain and grow with the technology. So incorporate it in the daily operations of the library and continue to move forward. We don't want to be left behind. So to do that, all of the staff will have to be trained on new things. We'll have to offer special services to the community so they can learn the new things that are out there.
And then, the building itself is rather historic. It's got an interesting history. What are your thoughts about using that as a potential, way to bring people in, to have that sort of be a secondary piece to what the library can be?
It is one of the last GAR halls, and I think that our Historical Society does a really good job of showcasing it. The second floor meeting room that is the actual GAR hall has limited use. So I think maybe if we were to work with the Historical Society and open the hall up a little bit more often and make its presence known to the community a little bit more through media, our website, and things like that, I think that might draw in some people who don't even know it's there. Some, I'm sure, residents of the town. I've had people come in and given them a tour, and they're like, I didn't know it was here. And it is a beautiful space, and I think we could make a little more use of it.